Look, it was one of them games where never going to be easy because of the manager going into a new football club, springing their step, 2 weeks to work, get the organisation. You could see how the press doesn't stop us from playing. The doubled up on our key players, which is respect to us as well, how well we've played over the last few weeks. But we did say just make sure that you stay in the game, keep churning away, keep just doing the right things and you'll get opportunities. And before that, Simon McEnough had a good header from a good move. And then Jordan goes through one-on-one and you just expect it to hit the back of the net, aren't you? And full credit to the kid, he's been exceptional all season. So you can forgive him to miss an opportunity like that, but it's disappointing because been brilliant to get that 3 points.
I don't know what your view was like on the far side, but again, from our elevated view on this side of the pitch, it looked like you should have had a penalty.
Possible. I've not really seen it after the game. It's very difficult with the camera angle that we've got. It's difficult at times because we keep getting into good areas and them decisions are not just going our way. You've seen the Newcastle game, obviously, the two decisions. That decision could have gone our way today. And they're the breaks that you need in a game like this where it's really tight game. It'd be one of them games that won't be at the top of the Christmas list for supporters to go and buy. But it would be nice to get a penalty every now and again because some of the work that we do warrants them key decisions to go our way.
I know you've been very diplomatic about that, and I don't expect you to respond directly to this, but we've had a text here from a North End fan saying, time for North End to formally complain to the FA about the standard of refs we're getting. The standard is not good enough at this level. Appalling today. Another clear pen turned down. Now, I'm not expecting you to put your foot in it there, but you can see the frustration on the part of the fans.
Well, I think when you look at the game today, there wasn't a bad tackle in the whole game. And what, I don't know, 10 bookings possibly for both teams. And they didn't worry them. It seemed just really sort of little tackles getting punished all the time. And it's no good for the game because it stop-starts it. Yeah, I understand that it's a very difficult job that they have to do. But sometimes you've got to realise that it's wet conditions today. Players are slipping. They're going to make wrong decisions because of this, that and the other. And the fans vent their frustration at half time, which you accept at times. Of course, it'd be nice just to get a break here and there, and somewhere down the line, we'll hopefully get that. But move on to the next question.
Okay, Ben Pringle is the next question, and Jermaine Beckford not involved at all today. Is there an issue with those two?
Jermaine just picked up a slight thigh niggle on Monday in training, hence why he missed today. Ben Pringle actually had an asthma attack last weekend, which is. Obviously, very disappointing for him and not nice. Obviously, anybody who suffers from asthma will understand that. So he's not been in the training ground all week. So the doctors keeps analysing him, assessing him all the time. So we'll have to see where he is with that one. Jermaine isn't serious, so potentially he could be back for next weekend. We'll have to wait and see. Galli only turned out training yesterday because he's had a slight niggle with his calf, hence why he came off as well. So look, we've got a few knocks around the dressing room as well. We've got a clear week this week. We get Alan Brown back from suspension now, which is a boost for us. Just them things are unfortunate for us.
Absolutely. And just finally, was that as tough a game that you've had today, really, given what you mentioned before, new manager Paul Lambert coming here and, of course, what happened with Rovers here last season when he was in charge? Was that as tough as it gets, really?
I think in terms of being allowed to play, I think we've been... I think there's been a lot of respect shown to us today as well, because over the last few months we've been the team that having to do that to the opposition because we were the underdogs. Today we were probably the favourites for the game, and Paul's recognised that and doubled up on Robinson and McGeady and key players who have been outstanding for us over the last few weeks. So full credit to the preparation that the manager did for them, stopped us from playing. We hopefully... In a way, we have to deal with that more often because it'll be showing now well how far we've come as a team and how well we're progressing. So we've got to deal with it. We've got to be a little bit clever around the 18-yard box and take our chances where they come along. But ultimately, I was really pleased with the defenders that we kept a clean sheet. Another point to the campaign.